As I walked up stage, people started speculating. People around me said, oh, did you pull a prank of some kind? I was like, hey, no, I didn't. I did not pull a prank. This was... If I'd pulled a prank, by the way, I wouldn't have just had the wrong winner's name on the envelope. When they opened it, there would have been like a Bed Bath & Beyond coupon on the name. It was not a prank. And by the way, the producers of La La Land were very gracious, which they did not have to be, on stage and off. They were very nice. They had it turned the Oscar. They handled it well. It was a very amicable custody arrangement. They didn't ask for visitation or anything, but... So after the show, I went back in the green room to talk to Warren Beatty, because still nobody knows what happened. And he showed me the evidence. You know, when you do a show like this, you aren't just the host, you're also the lead detective. You're like the sheriff of the show. Warren Beatty could be in prison right now if I wanted him. But the card he had said, La La Land, Emma Stone, which is weird because Emma Stone, who won Best Actress for La La Land, at that moment was in the press room doing interviews saying this.
I also was holding my Best Actress in a Leading Role card that entire time. So whatever story, I don't mean to start stuff, but whatever story that was, I had that card.
So she said she had the card, but I was with Warren and he had the card. Well, it turns out they both had the card. For whatever reason, they have two of each card in each envelope. There's a regular envelope and a backup envelope, just to make it more confusing. And So the accountants gave Warren the wrong card and they apologized for it today. So it wasn't Warren Beatty's fault. And Faye Dunaway made quite a getaway. She got the hell out of there. She read the wrong name and she split. She wanted no part of it. She was smart too. And then I spent the whole rest of the night answering questions about it. It was quite an evening. It really was.